Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. My name is Linda, and I am broadcasting from Oceanside, California. It is gorgeous. It's about 70 degrees. I think it's sunny, blue skies, and gorgeous. If you can hear me, please type in. Got in with my Skype. Hopefully everything's okay. Welcome, Bill, FT, Rod. It's just an amazing day. We are brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com. That's PatriotFamilies with YS.com. Great groups, great reunions. Delaney's going to be awesome. So glad you guys are here. I'm sure that Bill has Chad and crew with him, so welcome everyone there. You guys can type in and let me know if I'm coming across, because I had to pay $10 for Skype credit because something that BTR and Skype were doing, I know Ron had trouble, and then Terry had trouble, and for 3 weeks I still couldn't get in, so there was no way to even launch anything. So I was going to follow the instructions only and talk to somebody, but I couldn't get any further than dialing the number, and then the whole thing just goes crazy, and it goes bloop. And then it says, you need to buy Skype credit. So that's what's going to happen. And I'm going to send a major email to Ron, and he's not with us because he's going to see a man about a horse or a squirt gun or something. And so that's what's happening. I'm going to do a little bit of telling you what happened today and this whole week. Great, Rod. I'm so glad you've got sound. Hopefully FT and Bill and the group there do too, as well. And I hope Yo joins us. I've Facebook, I've emailed, so hopefully people will get into the show. Starting back Saturday night, this is what we deal with here in California, and specifically in Oceanside. A little bit of background, as soon as I get done with all these diatribes, I'd love to have you guys call in about 20, 25 minutes. But we had, and I think you guys were aware of this, because I used to call in from the field to different shows when we were out with rallies, and we had signs and people were honking. And I remember calling into Bill and Hollis's show back in the day, Tuesdays. And I remember Hollis saying, oh, I love the honking of the horns, because that meant we were getting approval from the people who were driving by. And what we were doing is we were fighting against the city council majority, and we were fighting against these mobile home park owners, and it was called Proposition E and Proposition F. It was all tied together. We were trying to protect the rent control protections we had in place since 1984. And so it was a big mess, but we prevailed. So in retaliation, we have had all kinds of evil things going on in these parks. So to bring you up to speed, they have retaliated by hiring evil thug Himmler and Eichmann type managers to intimidate and harass and vandalize people's properties. They refuse people's sales. They run them out of the offices. The poor buyers that want to buy someone's home are left crying and, you know, wringing their hands and running from the office. So we have that. And so what the situation is, they have a special state of California, and I think there's universal code violations and different rules and regulations, but we have what's called MRLs, and that's the mobile home residential or residency laws here in California. Welcome, Yo. Welcome, everybody. I hope everyone has sound. According to the Supreme Court of California, they have ruled, and it's still in place, that each person, if you own your mobile home inside this mobile home park, and you are renting the dirt space underneath. So let's say the mobile home park owner or contractor with the landowners, they are the ones who are going to rent this space to you. Okay. So in that instance, both myself, whoever owns and are not just renters, and the park owner or contractor have equal rights under the law as both being property owners. So it's definitely protecting the rights of both parties. The long and short is today there were seven of us who schlepped down to downtown San Diego. We had to be there by 11 o'clock. There was two cars. We had seven people total, so four in one car and three in the other. And we have been fighting these people. So the person whose office we went to is Henry Heater's office, and these particular gentlemen, there's a whole team of them, are the only ones or the couple of the rare birds in California who actually know and understand the MRLs, mobile home residential laws, et cetera, and the property rights. And this team have rarely, if ever, lost a case against a park owner. So this is what we have been up against. Now, we had a very productive meeting today. We had all of us there who own on both sides, because there's two separate issues. We met with a wonderful lawyer, and his last name is Alan, and I have his card, and God knows what his first name is. It was quite hectic. So he was knowledgeable. We told them what our problems are. He's taking it all in. He's telling us what to do and what the steps are. So primarily we have this horrible park owner. We have a street called Douglas Street, and it's a very residential and mobile home park area. There's 17 at least mobile home parks in the city of Oceanside. They are all protected under rent control right now. So hopefully you have sound, Bill. And so I'm on one side of Douglas, which is Mission View West, which is closer to the ocean by a few feet. And the other one is Mission View Manor, which is on the west side of the street. Now, the manor is owned not only the business by this one individual park owner, but he owns the land also. So that's a different kettle of fish. He has certain rights that he can do and certain things he's doing illegally. On this side, the same person has the contract with the real landowners where I am from the Jones Family Trust. So they are the landowners. All he does is he's contracted through them to have a business of a mobile home park. So after his father, who was a nice guy, decided to give the business to him and his evil spawn daughter, Amy, things have gone south, and they have been hiring these evil, I call them Gestapo-style managers to harass and make life miserable for us. They are also in violation of failure to maintain. The streets here are crumbling. They have for a long time. They lock the bathrooms up in the rec room. Nobody uses the rec room. It's a mess. It's hugely failure to maintain. Okay, two times within 1 year, and I can document all of it, and I want to welcome Nun649. I don't know who that person is, but I'd love to see your typing, and anyone that wants to call in, it is 646-378-0321. So we had some good news from this particular attorney, because we've got documentation and pictures into him up the wazoo. There's like 400 pictures. There's signed statements. I actually filed with the California Fair Housing Commission the other day after this thing happened. I'll tell you about it. It was like I called it a discrimination under retaliation. Because we prevailed on Prop E, they have been retaliating against us huge. So this is another problem. The failure to maintain in this side is one way to go after them. On the other side, they are denying people's sales of homes, and they're stealing the homes illegitimately from the people and forcing them out, and so they can steal the coaches. And then once they have certain amount of ownership, they can go to the city and try to convert into a different land usage and make life miserable for everyone and raise up the rents and just, you know, the heck with the seniors and disabled veterans. They don't care. So I'm hoping that this can go forward in some sense, because this person who is doing this to us, we want to see him have justice on this side of eternity, I guarantee you on the other side of eternity, he's going to fry for a long time. So I have no doubt. Anybody that treats elderly people this way. So the failure to maintain has resulted in many, many bad things. The sewer lines don't work. People have broken sewer lines. They don't fix them. The streets are crumbling. I swear to you, it looks like the fall of Rome. I'm going to take pictures tomorrow, and I'm going to post them on Patriot Families. You guys can see this mess for yourselves. So we told this attorney all these things. I mean, there were seven of us, and we all went one at a time. And this man, you should have seen the look on this man's face. And this guy is a seasoned, awesome attorney who brings suit against evil mobile home park owners all over the state of California. Trust me. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on because I just paid $10 for my Skype credit bill and so I could call in. And I'm going to explain to Ron what's going on, and perhaps that can be fixed because he's kind of got some authority now over BTR as far as Patriot Families go. So we'll get that in the works. He's buying a squirt gun, so God bless him. Anyway, so it was – oh, God, was – It was. You guys will remember this because I was on the phone when this happened to Ron's radio show. It was a Monday night, and it was 2012, December 31st, New Year's Eve, and our transformer blew up, which is the main transformer, which is actually the responsibility, even though SDG&E, you know, does a lot of fixing, they actually don't own the utilities here. The park owner does, or the contractor does. So that transformer blew up. It sounded like a bomb going off. Everything was a mess. We were without heat for 2 or 3 days. It was the dead of winter. It was horrible. We had no lights, and it was, I don't remember how long. It was 11 or 12 hours, again, so that they could fix it. Okay. Just a few days more than 1 year later, which was Saturday night, last Saturday night, the same thing happened again because this schmuck who runs this park, who leases the land on this park, has not correctly done his duty to make sure that this doesn't happen anymore. So we were without power, again, for 12 hours, 39 degrees. My mother's 91 years old. We froze for 12 hours. This was 9:30 at night. They didn't fix it until like 9:15 the next day. We have been livid. We are going crazy. So we weren't even sure what we were going to do. I actually filed a couple days ago, and they called me today with the California Fair Housing Commission, the complaint under the retaliation of Prop E, that this is what's going on and the failure to maintain, and I gave them a complete description. That office called me today, and they, before I went to the meeting with the attorney, and they are going to do a complete phone interview, which may take an hour and 10 minutes on the phone with one of their people to do an interview to document everything. So we are going to do that number. Now, the land lease here runs out in 2020. So we had questions for the attorney, and the attorney explained that since they don't like the person who owns it now or is contracted, one of three things is going to happen. They will contract out to another operator, that's what they call it, a person who runs the park, or they will run it themselves, or they will sell the land, the entire land that's, this is on, to somebody brand new. So we're still dealing with, now, if we get this lawsuit, and if we win this lawsuit, which the next steps I'll explain to you, we are not only going to have punitive damages, they will, of course, have the, I think it's commensurate, whatever the legal term is, damages, and everything else will be going on. And they will also, let me tell you some of the stuff that's going on, too, with these poor people. They have to pay for all the attorney's costs as well, which are going to be huge. You should see the office of these guys, and they have rarely lost a case. So what's happening is they won't allow us to sell our home, so we're going through that. They literally they just deny it, or they send them to the manager to fill out the process of applying to be approved in the park, and then the manager turns into Eichmann and screams and, you know, practically puts guns at their heads and makes them go crying out of the office, and so naturally they cancel their sales. So that's what's going on. And so we have two separate cases, and the guy is going to take it on contingency, thank God, because none of us have any money. Two separate cases, and we're going to go through the steps. The other thing we're supposed to be doing is, if you have a complaint, don't even deal with the managers. We're going right to the owners, and we're going to just send a non-certified mail, because most of the time if you send certified with these guys, they won't open it. But they do open mail that's sent to them normal, because I've done that. So make a short, sweet complaint. Don't sound like a lunatic like I'm doing now. You have to be very polite and respectful and just say, can you address this problem? Can you get it fixed? Can you please look into the fact that your employee, the manager, is treating people incorrectly and maybe this can be resolved, and see what happens. So this, like I said, this is the second time. We've actually had financial loss on that. My mother had to pay $129 last year when this went out because the transformer blew so hard that it backed up, you know, all that energy went up to our heater, and we had to have a professional come out and hang out for a half an hour to deal with it. So I'm looking into the situation. They're harassing these lovely ladies who are both missionaries and sweet Christians down the way, and they have medical issues. They tried to put up a game camera, and that didn't work because the schmucks, whoever they were, who were vandalizing their house and intimidating them, realized what it was, and they moved the camera so that they could not be photographed. So welcome, Brian. Welcome, FT, everybody. So here's the thing that they're going to do. They're going to first the attorney's going to have his paralegal come out and individually interview all of us that have helped with the complaints, and then they're going to have a general meeting, and we're going to offer them free pizza to get them out there. And we actually have to have the meeting at a separate mobile home park, because if we try to have a meeting here, number one, they won't let us use the clubhouse unless we pay them $250, which is also ridiculous. And the other thing is they'll try to shut it down or have their spies come in there. This is what we're dealing with. So then the attorney says he also has to determine how many people want to do an attorney-client agreement to participate in the class action suit. Then the attorney is going to file a notice of intent to sue, and I believe 30 days from that date, there's going to be a situation where they will determine, and then they will file a lawsuit in Superior Court. From that date, it could be 1.5 years to get this whole thing resolved, whether they go to trial or whether they settle or whatever. Yes, you did, Brian. You heard lawsuit. I was an hour and a half inside this high-priced attorney's office today with seven other people explaining. So the other thing that the attorney needs is a lot more documentation, which we're going to do tomorrow, and the names and addresses of all the potential buyers who have been running out screaming. Hi, Matt for America. Love to have you guys here. Guest 4147. Thanks for everybody coming in. So this is what we're doing right now. So we're going to keep documenting. Oh, we are. This guy's good. Oh, Brian, he is awesome. He heard it in spades. You should have seen the look on his face, but he kept his cool because he knows how this works. Like I said, this particular firm has rarely, if ever, lost a suit against a park owner because they know what they're dealing with. They also understand what the mobile home residency laws are all about, and very few of the others do. So absolutely, no problem. I'm going to get to some of the headlines. So that's where it stands now, and this is what my week has been like. I mean, I was like trying to run out the door to make sure I got in the carpool van to get down to the loft thing. I'm eating my Metafast meal. I'm talking on the phone to the California Fair Housing people. It's been nuts. So that's where we're at, and I'm going to go to the headlines, and then you guys know the number. I'll put it in 646-378-0321. Here we go. Actually did a Terry right there. You know, she's great. She can talk and type at the same time. Okay, so I'm going to go to the headlines, and then I'll take you guys' calls because there's a lot of stuff to get to. Let's see. I'm going to go out of here. All right, let me see. Let's start with the first one. Headlines are, I didn't want to get into McDonald. He seems to be a schmuck. The headline is, Obama executive order to cut red tape has added $10.2 billion with a B in costs to the economy. Next headline, Eric Holder shakes down racist lenders to the tune of $1 billion with a B. The other one, which has been on Facebook as well, the EPA decree shrinks the size of Wyoming by 1 million acres. Aren't they nice? I don't know why the state of Wyoming is putting up with the EPA. I would send the sheriffs out there and do something about it. That's what I would be doing, especially if they're oath keepers. Here's another one. This is from Laura Hollis of Notre Dame, and this is an opinion piece. It says, Obamacare should remind us that we are not subjects, we are people. And so this goes on and says, and it was done November 20th, yesterday, the unveiling of the dictatorial debacle that is Obamacare absolutely flabbergasts me. It is stunning on so many levels, but the most shocking aspect of it for me is watching millions of free Americans stand idly by while this man, his minions in Congress, and his cheerleaders in the press, Pravda, systematically dismantle our Constitution, steal our money, and crush our freedoms. The president, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid, with no small help from Justice John Roberts, take away our health care and we allow it. They take away our car insurance, our health insurance, and we allow it. They take away our doctors and we allow it. They charge us thousands of dollars more a year and we allow it. They make legal products illegal and we allow it. They cripple our businesses and we allow that. They announce by fiat that we must ignore our most deeply held beliefs and we allow it. Where is your spine, America? Yes, I know people are complaining. I read the news on the internet. I read blogs. I have a Twitter feed. So what? People in the Soviet Union complain too. People in Cuba complain. People in China complain, kind of quietly. Complaining isn't the same thing as doing anything about it. In fact, much of the complaining that we hear sounds like resignation. Wow, this sucks. Oh, well, this is the way things are. Too bad. Perhaps you need reminding of a few important facts. The president is not a king. Barack Obama does not behave like a president, an elected official, someone who realizes that he works for us. He behaves like a king, a dictator, someone who believes that his own pronouncements have the force of law and who thinks he can dispense with the law's enforcements when he designs to do so. And those of us who object, how dare we? We're racist. And while he moves steadily forward with his plans to fundamentally transform the greatest country in human history, he distracts people with cheap, meaningless trivialities like free birth control pills. That's just for openers. In fact, let's face it, this administration's odd obsession with sex in general, birth control, abortion, sterilization, gay guys who play basketball, it's just plain weird. Well, not unless you know that the fagula in chief is, you know, never has been straight. Since when did the leader of the free world care so much about how people have sex, who they have it with, and what meds they use when they have it? Does he have nothing more important to concern himself with? No, because he's completely illiterate when it comes to foreign affairs. It isn't just a failed software program. It's a failed philosophy. People are marveling that healthcare.gov was such a spectacular failure. Well, if one is only interested in it as a product launch, I've explained some of the reasons for that here, but the larger point is that there isn't a software failure or even a product failure. It is a philosophy failure. I have said this before. Obama is not a centrist. He's a central planner. And this, all of it, the disastrous computer program, the hundreds of millions of dollars wasted, the lies, the manipulation of the public opinion, the theft of the public's money and property and freedom, in parentheses, read insurance and premiums and doctors, is what central planning looks like. The central premise of central planning is that a handful of wonder canes with your best interests at heart know better than you what's good for you, like the philosopher kings of Plato's Republic. The failure of such a premise and the misery it causes have been clear from the dawn of humanity. Kings and congressmen, dictators and dear leaders, potentates, princes, presidents can all fall prey to the same imperial impulses. We know what is good for the little people. And they are always wrong. There is a reason that the only times communism has really been tried and has been after wars, revolutions, or coup d'etat. You have to have complete chaos for people to be willing to accept the garbage that centralized planning produces. Take the Soviet Union, for example. After two wars, famine, and the collapse of the Romanov dynasty, or the secret assassination thereof, why wouldn't people wait in line for hours to buy size 10 shoes or settle for the gray matter that passed for meat in the grocery stores? But communism's watered-down cousin socialism isn't much better. Ask the Venezuelans who cannot even get toilet paper. Toilet paper, for God's sakes, viva la revolución. Contrary to what so many believe in a living constitution say, the founding fathers absolutely understood what is true. That is why the Constitution was set up to limit government power. Memo to the president, the drafters of the Constitution deliberately didn't say what government had to do on your behalf. They understood that that was the path to folly, fear, and famine. Obama is deceitful. Just as the collapse of the computer program should not surprise anyone, neither should we be shocked that the president lied about his health care plan. Have any of you been paying attention over the past few years? Obama has made no secret of his motivations or his methods. The philosophies which inspire him espouse deceit and other vicious tactics. Don't take my word for it. Read Saul Alinsky. Obama infamously told reporter Richard Wolff, "You know, I actually believe my own BS." He has refused to be forthcoming about his past. Where are his academic records? His own pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, told author Ed Klein that Obama said to him, quote, "You know what your problem is? You have to tell the truth." Did Obama lie when he said dozens of times, "If you like your plan, you can keep it," period? Of course he did. That's what he does. The media is responsible as well, and had the media been doing their jobs, we would have known a lot of this much, much earlier. The press is charged with the sacred responsibility of protecting the people from the excesses of government. So our press has been complicit, incompetent, or corrupt. My editorial on that, all three. Had they vetted this man in 2008 as they would have a Republican candidate, we would have known far more about him than we do even now. Had they pressed for more details about Obamacare, Congress's feet would have been held to the fire. Had they done their jobs about Eric Holder, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS scandal, the NSA spying, or any of the other myriad betrayals of the public trust that this administration has committed, Obama would likely have lost his 2012 reelection campaign. Oh, and that I can believe wholeheartedly. In fact, that even the Washington Post has tacitly acknowledged. Well done, fellas. Happy now? Said they turned a blind eye, even when they knew he was lying, abusing power, disregarding the limits of the Constitution. It was only when he began to spy on them, and when the lies were so blatant that the lowest of the low information voters could figure it out, that they realized they had to report on it. Even in the face of blatant, deliberate, and repeated lies, the New York Times has the audacity to tell us that the president misspoke. They have betrayed us, abandoned us, and deceived us. Ted Cruz was right. So was Sarah Palin. The computer program is a disaster. The insurance exchanges are a disaster. What's left? The health care system itself. And this, of necessity, will be a disaster as well. Millions of people have lost their individual insurance plans. In 2015, millions more will lose their employer-provided coverage, a fact which the Obama administration also knew and admitted elsewhere. The exorbitant additional costs that Obamacare has foisted on unsuspecting Americans are all part of a plan of wealth confiscation and redistribution. That is bad enough, but it will not end there. When the numbers of people into the system and the corresponding demand for care vastly exceed the cost projections, and they will, make no mistake, then the rationing will start. Not only choice at that point, but quality and care itself will go down the tubes. And then will come the decisions made by the Independent Payment Advisory Board about what care will be covered and paid for and what will not. That's just a death panel, but put politely, in fact, progressives are already greasing the wheels for acceptance of that miserable reality as well. They are spreading the lie that it will be about the ability of the dying to refuse unwanted or unhelpful care. Don't fall for that one either. It will be about the deaths that inevitably result from decisions made by people other than the patients, their families, and their physicians. Perhaps it is helpful from their assurances this way. If you like your end-of-life care, you can keep your end-of-life care. We are not subjects. Nice try. The Tea Party isn't going away. We have tolerated these incursions into our lives and livelihoods too long already. There is no end to the insatiable demand progressives have to remake us in their image. Today, it's our insurance, our businesses, our doctors, our healthcare. Tomorrow, some new crusade will be announced that enables them to take over other aspects of our formerly free lives. I will say it again. We are not subjects. Not only is the Tea Party right on the fiscal issues, but it appears that they are more relevant than ever. We fought a war once to prove we did not want to be the subjects of a king, and the Boston Tea Party was just a taste of that larger conflict to come. If some people missed that lesson in history class, we should give them a refresher course. The 2014 elections are a good place to start. Call your reps, senator, candidate, and tell them we are not subjects. You work for us. And if the word repeal isn't in front and center in your campaign, we won't vote for you, period. And that was Laura Hollis of Notre Dame. I'm going to go back and get Matt in here. Thank you so much. Oh, I lost my audience. Okay. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
You got some passion, my friend. Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I think I'm well. I don't know how much of you heard about my diatribe on the attorney situation that I was in today, but what did you think of Laura's piece?
Well, it's very well thought out, very well, when it comes to the Obama administration and what we've been seeing in this country for especially the last 5 years, some could look at it the way she did. I'm actually kind of looking at it in a little different way. If you've really studied progressivism in the last hundred
right.
or so years, I look at Obama and almost consider him a godsend for this
uh-huh.
for the purpose that he threw the accelerator on progressivism, and instead of the slow snail like pace that people like he looks at and holds high in assumption, I think that he's done a great job at making people realize what it's like in their lifetime, in 5 years, to see their lives change for the worse because of his beliefs
right.
and beliefs that and a belief system that's been around for 100 and some years. I think it's great.
Oh, there's
honestly.
Well, you know. Yeah, actually, this is what Glenn Beck has said. This is what I've said. I know many of us have said this. Not only is he, Obama, the great gun salesman, he's the great history book salesman of all time. Because the minute this happened, I'm not kidding, I didn't even have to see one book held up by Glenn Beck on Fox News to go out to Amazon and start reading like there was no tomorrow, sir. I'll tell you.
Yep.
I could take them from floor to ceiling and stack up two stacks, like the Twin Towers of books. So
mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I have devoured them. I still have six or seven more to order. I'm almost done with The Creature from Jekyll Island. Believe me, I read this stuff on my shows. I didn't have my material ready today because I was hoping I could get in and call in because I've had BTR issues with Skype and everything else. But look, this guy woke us up. Okay, this is what, because here's what I think. I think that it was sort of providential that we have been asleep, and I do believe that, like, the old man Bush, the panty waist Bush, the Clintons, because they're such good actors, I've said this before, they could keep that sheep's clothing on really well, and they could smile really well, and, man, they could just, you know, play that centrist role really well. And then this guy with his Saul Alinsky tactics right, you know, plastered on his forehead is what woke us up, because he was not trying to hide anything, apparently, other than his records, you know, school records and all the rest of it, which we have come to find out anyway, because, you know, the truth's always going to come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in history, whether it's in real time, or whether when God gets his hands on you and then you pay the price, which I pray for all the time, because I believe people like him are God's enemies. That's where
mm-hmm.
I'm at. You know, my two missionary girls can pray for Obama all day long. I'm going to sit here and curse him, and I'm going to ask God for forgiveness because I can't stand the man. I can't even read his words on the page. I can't.
No, no, I hear you. It is. So, it's like looking at a at a demon. It's hard to watch.
I'm like, where's my holy water? Can I have a vat of holy water and just pour it on him and watch him melt? Oh God.
See, now here's what I think we have to watch. This is just an opinion, and it's something that I've been seeing creep in. And if you've studied, as you just said, you've bought tons of books, you've read up. You have an idea of the game plan that these progressives and one world order type people like to follow. One of the things they like to do is they like to change their name when the going gets rough. They change it from liberal to progressive and so on to libertarian. Oh. They did that in the early 1900s too. Now, if you look, and this is what I'm afraid of, and I think people really need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. When we start talking about people like Chris Christie, okay, we have to realize, and I understand all this Bridgegate and all this other thing, but Chris Christie was supported and financed by George Soros.
Yeah. That guy's a progressive up the wazoo. Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is like, change names and turn in and try to wolves in sheep's clothing. They're trying to become under the conservative banner, and that's scary.
Oh, you know what else? Look, I know about what do you call it? What was I going to say? Okay, Ron, I can't click on it or I'll lose my thing. Everything's kind of messed up, so if you want to call in, that's great. I'm afraid to click on it, so I might lose something. I've had Skype issues. But when you're talking about progressivism, I, for the past 5 years, not only have I been reading history, ancient history, world history, World War II history, Lenin, Stalin, and Hitler, the Bolshevik Revolution, believe me, I'm doing as best I can. I think I'm going to pick up Bill in a second. I think I got him. Hi, Bill. Hang on for a second. Welcome to the show. Here's the deal. I have been studying Agenda 21 for 5 years. I have a book that's about 3 inches thick on this subject. I have gone to meetings. I have spoken in front of city council members in 3 different cities. I've been doing this forever. I tell people about it. I blog about it. I Facebook about it. I YouTube. I do everything I possibly can. All these evil people, whether it's Maurice Strong or George Soros or Al Gore or Ted Turner, any of them, it doesn't matter. Alexander King, they will change the They will change the language. They will change the wording every time. They called it Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. They called it Global Warming. They called it Global Climate Change. They've called it – they change because they have to be these chameleons, Matt. Because if they don't, but they think we're stupid. They really do think we're stupid. They have no idea. And, talking about, Gen 21. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Bill. Join the conversation.
Well, Agenda 21. Since I've met you, Linda, I've been pushing that issue for a while. I've been pretty in-depth into what they're really planning. And it's like you say. It was in 91, I believe it was, when George Bush started talking about Agenda 21. In 92, Nancy Pelosi introduced it on the House floor.
I know.
You got protected. 93, Bill Clinton goes to the UN and signs on to it under the guise of the name of Sustainable Development.
Yep.
And then here comes
George
G.W. and he starts implementing parts of it. Then comes in Obama, and Obama is finishing off the implementation parts that we're seeing.
Right.
We're seeing land grabs. We're seeing power grabs on energy, water, food, everything else. They're trying to take total control, and they're doing it by stealthily, slowly, one little piece at a time.
Matt, where do you live? Are you there, Matt?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I live just north of Akron in a little community over here called Stowe in Ohio.
Okay. Well, here's what's going on. Bill's in Indiana. I'm in California, which I call Commifornia. They not only are they indoctrinated kids with Common Core, we are a deep blue state. We've got Mussolini Brown running the show up there. You should see the rest of it. I haven't even had time to call the six numbers that I have to deal with to go against that idiot, that guy that was talking about the guns, and he was saying that there was a 30-round clip and all this stuff, that idiot from Sacramento.
greatest clip ever, right?
Yeah, I think it was his last name was De Leon or something. Well, I've got all these numbers, and there's one Republican in there who's pushing for this nonsense, which I will make the phone calls tomorrow. I was all day dealing with the attorney trying to fight to help everything going on here. California, believe me, is the home of Heather Gass and Rosa Curie. They have been fighting this for years up in the Bay Area. Our whole state is Agenda 21. San Diego is the green monster on steroids, believe me. Yeah, the ghost gun. It's beyond. The draconian gun laws we have out of Sacramento just this year, the idiocy of the taxes, the regulations, it's beyond your worst imagination. I have a 48-page documentary here from the Union Tribune, which most of the time I just wrap fish in it. But it had a really good points because talking about fixing California, and it really lays out on both sides of the aisle what's going on with the pension plans, the unions, and everything else. There's a big fight coming up in February. The city of San Diego has two choices to elect a mayor because they got rid of, Filthy Filner. And because of his little exploits, that actually made national news. So there's two. One is a Republican and a very good conservative. The other is all up in the union's derriere. And that guy's evil. His name is David Alvarez. I can't vote because I'm in Oceanside. Only people who live in those areas of San Diego will vote for these people. So there's going to be debates on the 30th of this month or the 31st. I can't remember which. And that's going to be on Mike Slater's show. So it's going to be wild. There is so much going on in California. I fight daily. I can't keep up with it. I actually wanted to clone myself today. I have had so many battles and fires to put out, you have no clue. So anyone want to comment on that?
Oh, it gets like that, especially with what you're doing. And then you find out what they're doing in your own backyard. I've been fighting against the county comprehensive plan here, first step into Agenda 21, tied in with ICLEI. You know how that can go.
I've been there.
Through all the electric meters. I throw the fit. I still got the old style electric meter.
Oh, me too. Thank God. So here's the deal, and I'm going to bring Matt in again, and anyone else that wants to call. I've got about 18 minutes left, and I'm really excited about this show. I think next week, Bill, on my show, I'm going to start working on the fixing of California and some Agenda 21 stuff. I'll just start kind of reiterating and reading what I actually have spoken in front of these city council members to give you an idea. I'm going to be educating people everywhere I go, everybody I see, everyone I can, because if we don't do these things and if we don't get God on our side and become on his side one way or another and go with the Chronicles, I think it's 7:14, whichever one it is, and somebody told me today, we're going to lose this battle because the only reason that those boys did it in 1776 and it took them 8 and a half miserable long years is because they were on the right side of history. You know what I'm saying? They were his followers of Jesus. They were there. God was helping them. Tell me about it, especially on the Potomac, all this stuff. Look, there's no way to dispute this stuff. I mean, we got 230 some years to look at it and figure it out. So I think we're going to have to do a Wednesday show next week, and I'm going to go into Agenda 21, and I want you guys to call in whoever wants to go with me on that, and I'm going to go through this headlines of this Fixing California thing and just lay it out because it's a mess. It's an absolute mess, and I want to welcome all the guests, too, and everybody that's in there. So anyone want to weigh in on this?
You know, for the first time, you're looking at California is going to have to get food from somewhere else because of their water situation. And I'd like everybody to remember who it was that cut off the water into the middle of California.
That was Boxer and Frankenfeinstein and Pelosi and Waters and everybody else. Absolutely.
And now you're paying the price. You notice in all that deal, Pelosi's vineyard, the water still ran to it. It's still dry. She'll go out here and scream income inequality and all this and that and raise the minimum wage. But Pelosi's the only one that has a business that does not pay the minimum wage.
Yeah. When you take a look at it, Bill, you're looking at, in those instances, these people are out for themselves. They worship mammon. They don't care. They're statists. Everything
that's
for the
exactly
state.
What we're seeing. We're seeing that from both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely.
The establishment would love to shove Chris Christie or Jeb Bush or somebody like that down our throat.
We don't need that.
And that's the last thing we need.
No, we don't need them.
That's just
I got news for you. Krispy Kreme. Yeah, Krispy Kreme Fat Boy ain't gonna make it, and neither is Hildebeest, because we're gonna put big signs on the overpasses, and we're gonna have some really ugly pictures of these clowns with blood dripping. And I swear to you, I'll be out there every weekend, man.
That is just a continuation of the programs that Obama's doing the same thing. It's been a continuation.
Oh, they're not
debt by one party. Both parties put us there.
Let me tell you. Oh, I know. Yeah, all the way back to Lincoln. Let me tell you something. This isn't two piles, Bill. This is all one big pile, as far as I'm looking at it. They're in it. They're in it up to their eyeballs.
I'd like to take out what's putting in piles there.
And then today, Reverend Reich has the guts to come out and declare the Tea Party is racist. the only thing that racist is damning when he goes around running his mouth, the only thing he's damning is himself. He's no minister. No minister stops the crazy crowds.
I forgot.
Oh, you like Hildebeest? Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I hate her. Yeah, she's
a
beast.
Hildebeest.
Thank you.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead.
You know, I think when I try to talk to people, talking to the left is like trying to talk to a bunch of school children. I like to try to come up with examples, and I urge a lot of people, if you want to encapsulate what progressives and leftists like to do, and especially since you're in California, research the General Motors EV1. And that shows exactly what a progressive agenda does, trying to push a privatized corporation into, manufacturing a certain amount of cars that are untested, unproven, to either satisfy or fill their own pockets with certain needs. And it also, the General Motors EV1 also kind of shows the EPA for what it is, and that's the government attack dog. It's not a watchdog. It's an attack dog. They want to shut somebody down and shut somebody up. That's where the EPA goes in.
Going back to Reverend Wright, the guy believes in black liberation theology. The guy's, and he also has the Download Club. So, take that for what it's worth. I have nothing to do with these people. They're all with the Chicago machine. There's Valerie Jarrett, Joel Rogers, the Joyce Foundation, the Chicago Climate Exchange, the North Shore Bank, Barry B., Oprah Winfrey. Look, they're all in this. Al Gorlino, they're all in it.
We're all in cahoots together. You know that.
Melinda,
from all of us
here in Indiana, because we got the whole Hoot and Holler crew here and some family, we all want to just bless you for what you do. Keep it up. Don't stop. Glad to talk to you, Matt.
Nice meeting you, Matt.
We're here in southern Indiana, so we're kind of neighbors. You should look on our site, and you should join us at Delaney Creek Park this summer.
And also, Matt, PatriotFamilies.com. We're trying to get a huge family reunion, because we've done it 2 years in a row. This will be the third one. It's in southern Indiana. It is a godsend, that place. Let me tell you what. It will be the last resistance. It will be the last resistance against this tyranny. I'm telling you right now, because there are places there they ain't going to find us. Let me tell you what. That's the God's truth. And yeah, you and
things,
Mikey B and the rest are welcome.
They find this thing, they're going to like it.
Well, look, I mean, this Matt, you're welcome to any of our events. We only do this one once a year. This is going to be like bands and food and fellowship and, you know, ranting. And I'm going to bring extra pocket constitutions. If I have to go down to ICE's office, you know, and get a whole bunch more, I'll do it. I'll put them on the damn plane because I couldn't get my friend Rod to drive with me, so I got to suffer the TSA again. Dang it. But thank you, Matt, for calling in. We've still got 9 minutes. You guys want to rant? Anyone else want to call in? Please do. Mackie,
I'm just,
Ron,
I'm going to
have
everybody give you a hello and a good night. Start over here. Go,
okay.
Scott. Hello and good night. Hello and good
Be
night.
Be blessed,
Brenda.
You guys. Love you guys.
Hello,
check it in archive. Okay.
Hello.
That's
night,
Bill.
Hello and good night.
Okay.
Hello.
Love
good
you
night,
guys. Absolutely,
whole,
and I hope you guys
whole family
keep
over there.
Hanging in for the next 9 minutes. Yeah, absolutely. God bless the strong family and everybody there, the crew. These kids, I tell you, Matt, this group is one of the best. They are in Southern Indiana. They just have a great situation, and it's family. It's family. I mean, it's like. It's a blessing to all of us. All of us are a blessing to each other. And everybody that I come in contact with who understands everything, they love the Lord. I got to ride for 45 minutes going down and back with two wonderful Christian ladies who are ministers for the Lord. And it was great. I mean, we were praying all the way down there because we wanted to make sure we could get this attorney to understand our plight, and he did. Boy, he did. I'll tell you, it was just a blessing. We were quoting scripture. We were like, we were practically singing praise and worship songs, man. It was amazing. So any thoughts on that, Matt?
Well, actually, I came in right after that story. I saw you had it written on the description of the show. I missed
right.
what you were talking about exactly, but you know what? When you start saying that you were going to go see an attorney about some problem and you were praying, I can tell you I have no problem with that at all right now. So it sounded like
well,
a good trip.
Actually, what happened was this particular attorney is a champion for the underdog. This is what we're dealing with here. So what he and his firm have done is going out and educate themselves and very well. In this specific type of law, and it is the mobile home residency laws of California. And if an attorney doesn't have that under his belt, like from rote, it's not going to work. And so since he has, and they have very rarely, if ever, lost a case against a park owner who is being mean. Like they're acting like Eichmann and Himmler, believe me. I have names for the managers here, and one is Herr Patrick, and the other, his wife, is Frau Pam. Believe me, they are rotten. So, and they're hired thugs. They do this on purpose. They do this all the time. So it's a God's truth. We go through hell here, and we're fighting. We ain't sitting down. I'm fighting in my neighborhood. I'm fighting on the state level. I'm fighting city council. And I'll fight the guys on the hill if I have to use Ron's toys to do it with. So there you go. Anybody have – we got 6 minutes. Bill or Matt or Chad, anybody chime in?
Well, you know, they're going to get desperate here, Linda, and they're going to start pushing harder and harder the more resistance they start running into. So you're going to see him, just like you said, Obama's going to get out his pen and he's going to go to sign and stuff left and right. Constitution be damned, people be damned. He's going to have his way, his agenda.
Yep.
When these people get out here and they try to act like, in the words of Charles Barkley, poor people been voting Democrat for 50 years and they're still poor.
That's right.
Yep.
Not only the whole tax refund, but it's their health care.
So, anyway, Matt, would you like to...
I'll, good night. We're going to get off here and go back to the chat room.
Chat room. Awesome.
Keep it
good night.
Yay. Bye. Thank you so much. Go ahead. I'm just going to find something to take us out with. But, Matt, I'd love to hear from you also.
Well, what he just touched on with the there were two amazing things said in the last couple of weeks that I haven't heard that incredible probably in the last 5 years, and that's rough. And that was Obama pronouncing that he is king over king and tyrannical leader with the pen and the phone comment. And then the other one was Cuomo with his latest comment there in New York. So again, though, I say it's almost a godsend and a blessing because they're revealing themselves for who they are.
Oh, boy, and, huge. I have a name for Andrew. You want to hear it? It's Governor Kumquat. I hate him. They're all evil. No, the guy, they don't know when to shut up. Yeah, give him enough rope. He's right. Yeah.
They're going to hang themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I'm so excited about that. And I think that every day, and I talked about this on my drive down to the attorney's deal with these sweet ladies, it's coming. And I told them, I said, I know you kids hang in with the word, and I do too. I love the word. But I said, you got to read history because you got to understand there was only maybe 6 to 8% of the whole colonists who were going up against the king. The rest of them were loyalists. But the difference between the French Revolution and ours is we were godly. They'd already taken God out of that country a long time ago, and that's what happened. So you got to look at this, you know, the way it should be looked at. So, and Matt, I'm so glad you tuned in, and I don't know how you found me today, but it was just a blessing. I want to thank everybody. I'm going to do a little song here and stuff. Bill, crew, everybody there at that house. Ron, thank you so much. Yola and Nick, FT, Matt for America, Maki, Lonnie, Doc, you guys are great. You're the best. And I just want to say tune in tomorrow for Terry Rowland. She's amazing. I've sent her stuff on Common Core that probably set her teeth and hair on fire at the same time. And she's our beloved teacher. She's my favorite sensei of the planet. She reminds me so much of my dad, who also taught high school for 28 years, bless his heart. He's in heaven now, but oh, boy, what a legacy he left. And I want to thank you guys. Yeah, Matt, check out patriotfamilies.com and come to Indiana and party with us in July, man. It's going to be awesome.
Well, so, I'm definitely a listener. I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Be blessed and bless your wife and family. So you guys, take care. I'm going to do a little bit of Keep the Change, and then I'll say good night, and we'll go to patriotfamilies.com.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change. And friends want to put me down, ask for my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new seat.
You guys, thanks a lot. Great night. Be blessed. I'm going to go to patriotfamilies.com and hang out in the chat room. Love you guys. See you tomorrow for Terry. Good night.